Corporal Neil from the 9th 12th Royal Lancers, first name Clayton, BRF.
Okay, which football team are you representing?
Leicester City Football Club, Sven Goran Eriksson's Barmy Armour.
From what you've seen so far, how are you feeling? Confident? Because it didn't go too well for that last guy for Liverpool, did it?
Yeah, confident. Leicester boys are always top of the league, so hopefully this year and we're getting up there.
What sort of dog are you hoping for?
Any dog, bring it on.
Right, this dog looks particularly mean. He's a dark German Shepherd. Looks very moody. Looks as though he's really up for it, looking for the bait. He's spotted the Leicester City man, I think it's safe to say, and he's not happy about it.
Corporal Neil, left top four lads, let's be on it! Spend bomb on it! Let's be on it, yeah!
Right, and he's off. The Leicester man's going. The dog handler's about to relieve the dog, and this dog is certainly moving at a rapid pace and knots. Oh no, this is embarrassing. Leicester City man has fallen over before the dog even got to him. He hasn't made it as far as the Arsenal shirt. Yeah, the dog didn't need to bring him down. Just describe what happened there.
Well, he set off and then just collapsed.
These things do happen.
What will happen to him?
A crate, probably.
Unfortunate. Confident in him before he set off?
Yeah, he's a good sprinter. Don't know what happened then. He's just... I don't know.
Failed
like Leicester.
And now just to rub salt into his wounds, the dog won't get off.
Dog's just trying to pull him past the shirt so he's not lost.
There's a bit of a divot in the ground. There's a van. I fell over and smashed my grid on the ground.
Do you think maybe travelling too fast?
Travelling a bit too fast, yeah. Trying my best for Leicester City.
Okay, well, you had a go and that's the important thing. Good luck next time.
Cheers.
Separated Young Counter ID Task Force, Manchester City fan. You can't catch me!
Right, you can't catch me was the chant from the Man City fan who set off. He's got a very lean dog after him. He's up as far as the Arsenal shirt and slightly beyond, but he's brought down. I'll tell you what, that was a very good catch by that dog. He's not got a lot of weight, the dog, but he's certainly brought him down very quickly and the guy stood no chance whatsoever. So he's gone beyond Arsenal, but not as far as Newcastle. Newcastle United still at the front in the dog bite challenge. Let's find out how it was for this guy.
I thought I was doing all right. I thought I was going to make it to the Newcastle shirt. And I just thought he tug on my arm. That was it. It was Endex then.
What did it feel like as the dog actually hit you? Because he hit you at a rapid rate of knots. I would say the fastest so far.
A bit of power as he swung under my arm and then pulled me to the floor. And a few little nips, but nothing too bad.
I think you've brought a lot of respect to Manchester City, though, with that effort. Nice
Cheers,
one.
Thanks very much.
Right, to put it in footballing terms, who are you?
I'm Captain Burks from the Currently Task Force.
Okay, which football team are you representing?
Sheffield Wednesday.
Okay, now, you're the final competitor this evening. Having seen what you've seen up until now, what have you learnt from what you've watched and how will you be applying it to your run?
I'm going to try not to fall over before the dog gets me, but it's not a guarantee.
To avoid getting hurt, presumably.
I suggest so, yeah.
The other thing that seems to be a good idea is not to bait the dog either.
Not to bait the dog?
No.
No, I won't be baiting the dog, no, absolutely not. No.
Okay.
I've met a few of them before, so hopefully don't remember me.
This is going to be interesting, so you're going to just lie down. Okay, here we go. Only six taking part this evening because of the, as we heard earlier, the working rate of the dogs. Totally different tactics expected. Right, the dog's going to be released, and the dog is released, and I'll tell you what, he's going very well, but that dog's coming up alongside him. He's going to have him now. He's straight up there onto the arm and brings him down. He is in second place. I'll tell you what, he played it very coyly. He was up there for the Newcastle shirt. He was going after it, and I thought he was going to get it at one stage. It looks as though he's about sort of 8 or 10 metres short of the Newcastle shirt. So Newcastle's still in front at the moment. That dog hanging on there, shaking the captain's arm, making sure that he stays on the ground.
Yeah, cheers.
Don't mind me saying, you're a bit of a sly dog there. I think you were after that Newcastle shirt. You were going very well at one stage.
Yeah, I had it in my sights. I really thought I was going to make it, but a bit too fast for me today.
What was the dog like? I mean, was it a heavy dog, just a fast dog? It looked very fast.
Oh, it was really fast, really heavy. By far the biggest dog of the day. Super hard to believe I got this far. The rest must just be weak.
Well done, nice one. Right, Aidy, just give us your assessment. I mean, we've got the Newcastle United guy that's going to take a hell of a lot of beating, but I mean, your assessment of the events as they took place today?
It's been good. A lot of people were keen to do it. I had a lot of phone calls. The guys have come out of dugging blind. Really good effort, and especially the guys that have come out and supported it as well. Same script tomorrow. Start about 18:30 again, and it'll be the second group of six, of which I am one, and I intend on beating that Newcastle shirt.
Do you think anyone can do that in all seriousness?
I'll give it a good go, but you never know. There's some quick people about.
Okay, same time tomorrow night.